mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your homebound couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is June 30th, 2014.
And this is episode 162.
Woo!
And guess what?
Chicken butt,
and we're stuck at home this week. So, every year.
Right.
Ever since we've done this show, every year about this time, we're usually nerd-tacular bound couple. But this year.
Not this year.
We are homebound.
Not going to Nerdtacular.
We are staying our asses home.
Not going to beautiful Snowbird.
Almost said black asses.
Oh, that too. So, because travel is not recommended at my pregnancy week, we are not going to Nerdtacular this year.
That is correct. So we.
So I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that when. When we even started the whole journey, I was like, well, not going to go to Nerdtacular. You know, if this works out. But I want these babies more than I want to go to Nerdtacular, so.
I think everybody wants you to have those babies.
More than me going to Nerdtacular.
And then more than you going to Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
You know, I think people were waiting for the spawns of the Valentines.
Makes it sound like the spawn of Satan.
You know,
spawns of the Valentine.
It may be. You never know.
They could be terrible little hellions.
They could be.
People have hellion kids. It happens.
Yeah, those kids that are hellions and stuff like that, they were born and conceived also.
By someone.
Nah.
That's okay. They have a live stream going, and I believe that you can purchase a video.
Okay.
Well. I think that announcement was made, but I need to double check.
Right.
But that's okay. We're going to celebrate the 4th.
Yep. I want to say a quick thank you to Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music at the beginning and ending of our show, and also to the Andrew Allen Trio for allowing us to use their bed music throughout the show. And also a thank you to Alpha Geek Radio for letting us live stream this on their site at alphageekradio.com, and we're on channel 2 every night at 7:30, and I didn't close out my
various things.
Yeah, my phone's not back here either, so that's
good.
Yeah,
mine isn't, so.
And
mine is.
And I just want to say thank you to you all, and it's a nice, comfortable 73 degrees. In the office.
Are you going to announce the temperature every time we do the show?
Okay, I announced it every time.
I'm just asking.
I announced it every time it was hot as hell in here.
True.
So why not let people know it is?
Good point.
It is 72. It just went down to 72. This is my IKEA clock. If you can see it on the live stream. What's wrong? You sneezed.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
Hurts to sneeze.
It hurt to sneeze.
Yeah, it happens.
This is my IKEA clock. And if I turn it sideways, I get the time. It's a 4-use clock as my alarm.
How many uses do you use?
I use the temperature and the time, and I have used the alarm. I used to use the alarm, remember? Remember?
I remember.
Well, cool. All right. Well, you know what, babe? Aren't we supposed to say hi to some folks?
Yes, we are.
Who do we have with us today?
We have Zabi and Muhogan are here. They're actually getting ready for Nerdtacular.
Hey
guys. Titty D is in the house.
Titty D.
Rick in Idaho, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rick.
I think you're new and we like you. Hi, yep. Rick in Idaho. Punk Gopher is here.
Yep.
And JB Hannah is here. And Hando is in the house. Hey, mm-hmm. Hando. And Dokodor is here.
Hey, Dokodor, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
And
Okay. Seeing everybody talk about their Tacular gets me excited until I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not going
to
be there.
Well, you know, one thing, when we didn't go to Nerdtacular one year when we could have, we didn't mute the channel. We didn't. Mm-hmm. We still looked at the boards and everything else.
Right, right, right.
There are people that do mute the hashtag.
Some people do because it
bums them out.
Bums them out. But I'm sad, but I still want to see what's going on with everybody.
So we did get
I want to see all the pictures.
Yeah.
I want to see pictures of people together so I can steal them. I'm stealing all y'all pictures.
We did get to see Bronco and Pierre.
Are we doing the weekend? I guess we're doing the weekend wrap-up
Oh,
now.
Shoot. Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing now?
Let's go ahead and do it then.
Are we doing that? Weekend wrap-up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, Hendo.
That's how we say it. That's how it's going down.
So, last week on Wednesday, we were invaded by the Canadians. Bronco and Pierre stopped in on their motorcycle trip across Canada and the United States on their way to Utah.
Which they're badass. I mean, they're driving a motorcycle cross country. How more badass?
I know, man. I couldn't drive one, though. I couldn't be as badass as them because I might drop the bike.
It's a heavy bike.
Like someone,
we aren't going to name any names, but someone dropped the bike. Probably. But Bronco and Pierre came in.
Yep, and they came in and they just wanted to relax.
So we had barbecue. Jay picked up some barbecue.
Yep.
I picked up the barbecue.
Yeah, Renee picked up some Dickie's barbecue.
Yep.
They're new here in Louisville. I believe they're out of Texas. And we ordered a family dinner.
And it's sad because they don't have good barbecue in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so weird to me that a place doesn't have barbecue. Everywhere has barbecue.
Yeah.
Except in Canada.
Yeah, not good barbecue. In Canada, yeah.
So, but it was it was awesome to have him here. We just chilled out. We watched some TV.
Yeah.
Because I told them straight up, I'm not going to be doing anything. Because... Yeah.
Renee did.
I did. I mean, I was straight up. I was like, if you all come through, don't expect to go out anywhere and do fun stuff because we're not doing that.
Right.
And they didn't expect it. So it turned out great.
I mean, they've been doing a whole lot everywhere else. You know, they went camping with Reggie and Kevin and some of the other folks.
Yeah, they're camping with Reggie and Kevin. They had a great picture and I was like, I miss those people.
And they FaceTimed us from the campsite.
Right.
Last night about 11:10 or something like that.
That was awesome.
And they stopped in. They saw Mercy Medical, who we won't be able to see. And it was so
I
funny.
I love all the people we're not going to be able to see.
And it was funny. When they FaceTimed me, they also FaceTimed Kara. And they had me, Kara, and them... We were all FaceTime. We were all going, you know, futuristic a little bit. But, yeah, so it was great seeing them. We sent them off Thursday morning. They left, what time did they leave? They left about 10?
Yeah. No. It was earlier.
A little bit earlier than that. So
we hadn't been working long when they left.
Yeah. So.
So it was sad.
Yep, so they headed out Thursday and... And we got some awesome handmade blanket from Tedra.
We did. Tedra sent these two amazing handmade blankets. They're so soft.
Yep.
And I can't wait to use them. And I'm excited.
Right.
So, super excited.
And then Geek Girl, Jessica Hip from the Tadpool. Mm-hmm. She sent in some hats for us. The giraffe and the monkey hat.
These little giraffe and monkey hats are freaking adorable. Yep. So we got some of those.
Got some of those, and Alicia and Don, they sent in their packages as well, so thank you to those.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all those, we said it before and we'll say it again, to those that sent in gift cards and just sent their love and stuff like that. We were able to make some purchases.
Yeah, just sending your your well wishes and your comments. It means a lot because this parenting thing, who knows how to do that thing?
Right, right.
It's crazy.
So we actually did throw up a picture on Facebook, you know, thanking everybody for that. So big thing. Oh, last week there was one means of communication that Mo had sent and I forgot to read it.
Oh, you did.
Well, I didn't forget to read it. I didn't see it until after the show.
Okay.
He sent the email.
Okay. You want to read it?
Yeah.
He now said, or later?
I'll read it now. Okay. You know what? I'll save it for later.
Save it for later.
I'll save it for later because it was funny.
Okay.
We talked to, because some of that stuff, it's almost like he knew we were going to talk about that.
Oh, he just knew automatically?
Yeah. Yep,
he's psychic.
Yep. And then, so this weekend also, Deidre came into the town.
Yep. Deidre came into town for a crazy, our family is nuts.
Belated Father's Day and Jay's birthday.
Yeah, we,
well, for Deidre, it was my birthday.
Yeah, we do this weird thing where we have to celebrate every holiday, even if we're not going to be here.
Right.
So we wait.
Right.
So we waited to celebrate Father's Day this past weekend. Mm-hmm. We celebrated Jay and my dad. We had taco dinner because dad likes tacos. Jay likes tacos.
Yep.
Jay got his Mexican cornbread. How many pieces of Mexican cornbread you eat, Jay?
4, I think.
That's awesome. I didn't know you ate that many.
I know I ate 3 for sure, but I think I may have ate a 4th one.
So Jay loves Mexican cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I was a little sad because Daniel didn't put the hot jalapenos in there. So.
What'd she put in there?
She just put regular jalapenos in there. She said the last ones were too hot for her.
Well, hold on. What? Aren't they just all jalapenos?
No, you can get some. They can be some mild ones. And, oh, man, I just yawned. That was, how horrible was that?
Ha ha. Take that. Take that.
So, yeah, I had 3, maybe 4 pieces of Mexican cornbread. And it was yummy. And
I mean, I could eat tacos every night of the freaking week. So
every night? Every night, babe?
If you took a Taco Bell every night, I would definitely eat there every night.
Oh, yeah?
That's terrible, but... And I'd probably die by the time I was, like, 40, but, man, it would be great.
Yeah, your back itching, babe? See, this is the awesomeness
see,
of the show.
See?
No, it's fine. See, the
why
people...
Are you, why are you calling attention to me?
I'm not. People are watching, and then those that aren't watching, this gives them a reason to watch.
To go watch to see what the heck
yeah,
I'm doing?
Yeah, they get to see...
Yes, my back is itching, and I feel like I have... a reason to scratch it. So
your back is itching and you're using the back scratcher and I am tying
sword and laser.
Awesome sword and laser.
Ribbon around your
ribbon
head.
Around this my
is,
head.
This is anarchy, I tell you. Anarchy.
Representing.
But anyway, so Deidre came into town. We had dinner. It was all good and we had that at lunch because Saturday night was time to spend with Adrian and Cole.
Yay!
And those of you all that know, Adrian and Cole are our close friends and we went to Red Lobster because I had a hankering for scallops.
Thanks, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, it's all his fault. He's been talking about scallops for the past, you know, month, 2 months, 3 months. And Adrian's so freaking adorable. She has a little baby bump and she's so cute. And we had so much fun with them and spent time with them. And it's just fun to talk, you know, just to chill out with them. And then we went over to their house. And Jay, what did we do at their house?
I brought in Flux. So I had went and I had bought 3 versions of Flux. I had bought the original Flux game, which is a card game where the rules are ever changing or being added to. So
well, I didn't realize how much they changed.
So I didn't either. So we had the original Flux, the Pirate Flux, and the Zombie Flux. So we started off by playing the original Flux to get everyone kind of acclimated to how the game would go. We played it, and by the end of the game, we had 9 rules on the table. 9 rules.
There were 9 different rules. It was insane.
And I will say that I may have won that game. But
the 9 rule game?
Yeah.
You won the
no,
first
one. No, no, no. I won the first one. That wasn't
I won the 9 rule game.
You won the 9 rule. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Who won?
That was the rule with the potato.
Oh.
I won that one.
Yeah, you won that one. I won the I won the one where I got to lay my hand back down. I got to pick 3 cards and play 2. So we did that. So yeah, so Flux was amazing. That's F-U-L-O-F-L-U-X-X. Yes, sir.
F-L-U-X-X. It is really good.
So
yeah.
So we,
the pirate one was the best.
The pirate one was hilarious because Renee played a rule where if you talk like a pirate during your turn, you got to pick a card. But if you kept up the pirate chatter until your next turn, you got to draw two more cards.
And you know what? I was like, I'm not doing this like constantly. I just did it for my turn.
Right.
For the one card. Doing it constantly takes a special kind of dedication, which apparently Cole had and Jay had for a little bit.
I did. Yep.
Did you keep it up? Okay.
Well, it wasn't my turn anymore, but because my pirate sounded horrible.
Your pirate, I don't know what your pirate was all
sound
about.
Sound like Bill Cosby.
Yeah. You did
kind of. Walk the plank.
I don't know where you got that.
I'm Bill Cosby. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly what you sounded like.
So we play that, and Cole won that game, right?
Cole won that game.
Yep, he did. So that was great. So by that time, it was 10 o'clock, and it was time for us grown folks to call it a night. And we went
to
bed.
Yeah, it's funny. It was 10 o'clock. I was like, I can't do another round. I have to go to bed soon. Right. So.
Right. And then Sunday, we got a text when we got back home that night.
Yeah.
By 11 o'clock, DJ said, we're going to brunch tomorrow.
I was like, we are? Oh, okay.
And we're like, oh, can't sleep in, can't really eat breakfast in the morning. What are we going to do? So we went to Selena's. It's a joint here in Louisville. We went there for brunch. And it was a great time that we had with the family. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, it was great. I loved it. And I had French toast again because it was amazing.
And I got the Creole omelet with a side of country ham. Which was pretty good.
Was it as thin as you saw? I can't remember.
No, it wasn't. I think that must have been, I don't know.
$4.50 for a country ham, it better have been good.
It was good.
And I want to thank my dad and mom for picking up the tab. That was very sweet of them. We didn't expect it.
It was funny. It was like, we want to let y'all know we're going to pay. And everybody was like, no.
I didn't say no. I was like, oh, y'all are so sweet.
No, everybody was like, oh. No, because, okay, everybody said, ah. But most of it followed up with, you don't have to do that.
Maybe I said that because that's is grilled into me to deny once, accept twice.
Deny? No, thank you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You have to deny once, accept twice.
Now, is that a rule?
No, that's something I do.
Oh,
some
okay.
People deny once and twice and then accept on the third.
Mm.
Some people
it
do
depends,
that.
Man. If I really want it, I'll be like, thank you.
Oh, like at first?
Oh, yeah. I have no qualms. I have no pride. No, if there's something I want and, you know, if that's just how it is, then that's how it is. I mean, there's no shame in that at all, Renee. There's no shame. Speaking of shame, so I guess we should go ahead and let's jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
And we watched absolutely... Oh, no, we watched a few things, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched regular stuff, just not a whole lot. We watched... we didn't watch a movie, but that's fine. Don't expect too much from us in the next few weeks. We did watch Justified when Brocco and Pierre were here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. We rewatched ones we'd already watched, but I'm interested in watching it again. Right. Watched a little bit of Weeds. Yep. Still, I like it. One thing about Weeds, the main character, and I always forget her name. I want to say Mary Tyler Moore, not her name. Not.
I'll look it up while you go ahead and talk.
The way she's always carrying around a cup from the coffee shop. The grind, and the way she always like does her little smile and then like bites on the straw, she does this all the freaking time. Louise something.
Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. She always bites on the straw, and the way she smiles, and I'm like, she does that all the time.
Nance. But
Nancy. But, yeah, I think it's funny still. I'm enjoying it. So, watch some Weeds. Played video games. I played different video games, but what's going on in Diablo 3? What's the deal, yo?
2.1, the next patch is coming soon. It's on the PTR right now, where a lot of changes are coming in with greater rifts. They're changing some of the sets, and they're adding a lot of stuff to the game. Like I said, greater rifts were going to be called tiered rifts, but they're not tiered rifts anymore. They're called greater rifts, and you have to run regular rifts to get these tokens to be able to open up the greater rifts. So the next thing they're going to be doing, they're going to have leaderboards. So those that played Diablo 2 and everything else that had leaderboards, those are coming back. So we're actually getting you're like this one. Everyone that has Reapers of Soul is getting an additional stash tab.
Oh, that's awesome. More oranges to hoard. Right. I can't wait.
Right.
Because I hoard those up, even if they don't do anything, but I'm doing better. Right. I look at them like, do I really need this? And then I DE it.
Yep.
It's great. But I did play a public riff with you last night. And, you know, the people don't talk.
Oh, so I haven't talked about public riffs yet.
Oh, okay. That's your lead in. Congratulations.
But yeah, so we did public riffs. We did some public riffs. And it's almost like doing pugs, pickup groups in WoW. When you do the instances and stuff like that, you kind of queue up. So Renee and I got in the public game, and we started off, and we had two people. Like Renee said, no one really talks. I've been in a couple where, you know, it's very, some people talk and some don't. Some people come in, if you wait long enough, they'll go, rift? Question mark. He's like, well, open up one if you want to do. So, we ran some public rifts. Renee got like 5 legendaries.
Was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to get that many.
So, let me tell you, there's a theory going around. It's called the pity factor. There's a pity timer. So.
What? I didn't know this.
So, now this is total tenfold. So, I did this today. I spent an hour doing Torment 2 split bounties with a group. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy named Janger that did this, that said this. So there's a community called Janger. Janger runs. So we go in, and the theory is when you go in, you just do the bounties. You don't click on chest. You don't click on bodies.
You don't do it.
You don't click on anything that a legendary can pop out of at all.
Why?
Here, I'm going to keep telling you, because there's a pity timer.
Okay.
Because if a legendary drops out of a chest, your pity timer resets.
So this is the real thing.
This is a tenfold. This is what it seems like. And I did this today, and I'm going to tell you, it tripped me out.
Did it work?
So I did this today with a group, and everybody that's in here, there's a set rules. If it's a Jenga run, no one opens anything. You just do.
And they tell you this before they open it.
Yeah, I mean, you know the rules.
Okay.
So when you do the ones where you complete a chest event, you don't open the chest. You just keep going. You don't open anything that Luke pops out of, except for the matriarch bones, where it has to be open. So I did this today. I did 15 of them, babe. And I was doing it on my witch doctor, because I'm trying to get the ring for Ent. And out of the 15, I got 7 legendaries.
That's crazy.
Out of my caches.
So. Okay, so is your tinfoil hat on for this? You putting your tinfoil hat on?
I don't know.
They're turning into one of those Diablo people.
Well, here
we normally laugh at. I don't know what to say.
So let me explain why. One, I've been farming for this ring for well over a month now, and I haven't gotten it. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, maybe there's something to this. I hadn't played all day. I got in and boom, 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 boom. I mean, I had 15 in my stash. I opened them all up, and I didn't get a ring, but I got 7. That's almost 50%.
How many rings did you get?
I didn't get any rings.
How about that? You're off your ring thing.
I didn't get one.
I know, which is crazy because you used to get only rings.
Well, I want the ring for the cash is what I want. I don't want the other stuff. I want the ring for this one.
So you make up your mind. You want the ring? You don't want
the ring. I want the ring from Tyrio, damn it. He won't give me my ring. So that was my little thing that happened today that was kind of weird. So they're making some changes in 2.1 to the Barbarian, as well as the Crusader and the Demon Hunter, and the Mage is getting buffed as well. So that, and the Monk is getting buffed. Everyone's getting some changes done.
Which doctor getting buffed?
Which doctor?
Probably not.
Corpse Spider's getting buffed. Fetish Army had a change to it. Locust Swarm, Devouring Swarm has been redesigned. It now grants 25 mana per second as long as the first enemy hit is still alive. Mass Confusion had a reduction. When a zombie dog would pop up, it had a reduction from 50% to 30%. Mm. They've also fixed the collision boxes for the pets. You know how people were talking about how the AIs are dumb for pets where they'll just stand there and not fight? They fixed some of that. So they fixed that for the zombie dogs, gargantuan, fetishes, the companions for the demon hunter, all the classes that had companions or pets that can pop out. They fixed that as well. So there's a lot that they're redesigning
and everything. They are putting their heart and soul in Diablo. Mm-hmm. So I am impressed.
So I was telling Renee, I was thinking maybe of buying the PS4 version for us to play.
It sounds a little insane. Because why can't we be in here and play Diablo?
Because we'll probably be up front with the girls.
Why can't the girls be in their bassinets in here? Or their bouncers in here?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they want to send them around. And wouldn't it be cool just to be able to sit on the couch and play Diablo? How many times have you sat on the couch and said, I wish I could play Diablo?
I don't know. How many times have I said that to you?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever said that to you.
Have you said it in your mind? Have you ever been back here playing saying, I wish I could sit on the couch?
Yes.
And play this?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Because I'd be like, oh, I'm tired of this chair.
Yeah.
I don't like this chair. This chair's dumb.
Yep. So that's enough of Diablo. You played some Watch Dogs.
I did. I was gifted this by Shaky. Thank you, Shaky. I won't get to play a ton before the girls are here, and then I won't get to play for a while after that. But I did play some Watch Dogs, and I liked it. It's not terrible. But as soon as you step in a car, it becomes GTA. And the driving factor kind of sucks compared to GTA. Because mm-hmm. even GTA, the driving was a little crazy. Do you remember the wonkiness of GTA, how the driving
was?
Right. It's even worse on Watch Dogs. So okay. I like the storyline so far. And I like certain parts. I like... you know, when you have to do hacking certain people. But when it comes to you have to catch this person in a car or outrun the police, I hate that part. Hate it. And I'm stuck on a part and I have to... Because if you outrun the police, they're still looking for you.
Oh, yeah?
And they come at you fast. And it's hard to get away. And it's not easy because they have, you know, they have this timer that goes up really fast. I don't know, but it's... I'm gonna give it a chance. I only played that part like 4 times. So okay. I'll play it some more again. So, but yeah, I just want to say hi to Diddy and Udella. and they're in the house.
Hey, Dave. Hi,
Della. And so I did play some Watch Dogs. I like the hacking part.
Yeah.
But the guy talks like Batman.
He does.
And Jay was like, ugh, his voice. It was really terrible.
And Diddy has made a great point. The reason we can get on the PS4 is that we could play, we can get two more controllers, and we can play with the girls. Diablo on the PlayStation 4.
So, your plan is to wait 6 years?
No, they're going six. Benji was playing at a way.
Benji's very, very, very intelligent.
And who says that? Most of my, I don't think my girls kids, will be. My other kids
I don't,
are
I don't think the girls will be that intelligent.
Whatever. They're going to be intelligent young women.
They are. Okay, so five. Four years.
Maybe three.
Do you think they're going to be 3 years old playing Diablo?
Never know.
Guys, do you really think the girls will be three years old playing Diablo?
Don't doubt the minds of a child. Mm.
So, what's this crap about Splinter Cell?
On the show of Grumpy Old Men After Dark, I picked up Splinter Cell because Rob picked it up, and Jason already has it, and there's multiplayer. So, this is my first Tom Clancy Splinter Cell type game. And I have to say, this game is tough. I'm playing on normal, and it's tough. And I'm playing with the controller, which a lot of people know that's not my forte. I'm not a huge controller player. I could care less about the controller. But I've been playing Splinter Cell. I'm going to get back in. I'm going to try to go through the tutorial more. Again, I think this is going to be a game where I'm going to do the tutorial at least three times just to make sure I have everything down. I can see that. I can see that, Renee. You know that?
You see that?
I can see myself doing that.
Really?
So, did you do the totals for Frog Pants or not?
I did.
You did?
I did do totals.
All right.
For Frog Pants.
So, you want to go ahead and give us the totals for
Frog Pants? I would
Frog
love
Pants?
To. We have totals for Frog Pants. This is the last round of totals before Nerdtacular.
Mm-hmm.
We have 194 people in the challenge. They have lost a total of 1,663.8 pounds. That's 8.6 pounds per person.
Good job, everyone.
Woo! That is amazing. I can't 1,600 pounds.
I know.
That we've lost this in a year. And we're going to start. And so just so you all know, we're going to start another one. So we can announce at the next Nerdtacular, hopefully in person.
Yep.
That's what we're hoping. Fingers crossed. Yep. So we'll have that up and ready to go. And so people can join that one. And I plan on being a leader in that one. I have to admit that I'll be cheating. And I will fully be cheating, and I intend to win. So, Diddy says who's going to announce it at Nerdtacular?
I don't know yet.
Maybe Chinbeard.
Chinbeard or Brian. I'm maybe direct messaging folks.
Oh, are you doing that already?
Yep.
You're so nice.
So
Jay's taking care of that.
I wish they had great Wi-Fi there because I was going to call.
The Wi-Fi is
shite. So. Anyway, let's get with some Mr. Johnny.
Adventures, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Man, and you know when we get to odds and ends, that means we're getting pretty close to the end of the show.
We are. We did say it was going to be a short show.
We did.
And sorry, people, for the short show, but it's good because I need to rest. So sorry. This is how it is. But before we close it out, we want to give some birthday love to people.
Actually, before the birthday love.
Before the birthday love.
Do we want to say a huge congratulations to some people?
Sure. We can do that first.
Oh, where was it at?
After.
Oh, we can do it after then.
Oh. Huge birthday love. We have a birthday today. It is Willie Nelson's birthday.
Happy birthday, Willie!
Willie! Not the other Willie.
Not the country singer.
Not the braids headband Willie Nelson. What was his song he did? On the Road Again. Yeah,
I think that's one of them.
Okay, that's the only one I know. And then tomorrow, you know who's having a birthday tomorrow. It's your friend Bryce's birthday tomorrow.
Yep, Bryce's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
And you know who else? Didn't Jessica have a birthday today? Or was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
We talked about that last podcast.
We did.
Terrible, terrible.
And then also tomorrow is Jennifer DeCamp's birthday.
It is.
You remember who that is? Sophia.
Thank you. Jay knows I'm horrible with real names versus screen names. So if you tell me your name and I don't know who you are, remind me with your screen name. And then if I still don't know who you are, don't be upset with me.
Yep.
Because I can't remember anything. Jay knows this.
Yep. And then on Wednesday, Incredible Hulk Bull.
Bull's birthday is on Wednesday. We've known him for a long time.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, my cousin Patrice's birthday is on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday, my friend Taj's birthday is on Sunday. So we have a nice little round of birthdays this week. Nothing like last week. That was insane. But I just want to say congratulations. Happy birthday to all the birthday people out there. And if you all ever have a birthday of someone coming up and y'all want us to give a shout out to them, please feel free.
Yep.
And we do have a big congratulations in order to two of our favorite people. Mm-hmm. And should have done this a long time ago, but we didn't know that it was public, but it is. So congratulations to Dana and Reggie.
Congratulations, guys.
Woo, they are expecting their second
baby girl.
So super excited for them. Gonna miss them tons this week. I miss their hugs. It sucks. Bye, Ed. But I'm super excited for them. And babies are on the way, people.
Yep.
Babies. Baby rabies. So, yeah, so it was a good week, all in all.
Yep.
Updated my blog a ton, so y'all can check that out, valentinemom.com.
So what's been going on?
Let's see.
You want to give us a preview for everybody?
Yeah, this week I posted belly update, nursery update, and I posted I had a general update. So that includes all the good and bad stuff that's up with me, so... There's a lot more bad than good on the list, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And pretty much all of my bad is internal. All of my good is external.
That's awesome.
I only had one good thing that was internal, and it was the same thing. And I also had that on my bad list. So.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay. It's only a few more weeks I have to hold out. The babies are term and... about two weeks and a couple days, so hold out.
We had an email from Mo Halen last week on my birthday. It said, "Happy birthday, Jay, and hello, Renee.
Long
time no talk or email. I'm sorry about that, and sorry I missed the virtual baby shower. Just so you know, some useless facts. On this day, Josh Whedon was also born. Dave Walsh, a gamer." I have no idea who this is. Takesha Matsuda, Japanese swimmer. LaDania Thomason, former NFL player. His friend Kala in 47 BC, Sarian, that's right, the Egyptian king was born. If you want more of these, you can download the free app on this day. All right. Hope you have a giant cake. Oh, yes. And what is your favorite cake? What is your favorite dessert? I would say for me, yellow cake with no sweet frosting or topping and cookies. All day cookies.
So he just wants plain yellow cake.
Yep.
God, you're so boring, Mo.
My grandma's yellow cake is freaking amazing. You don't need any frosting for it. It's simply amazing. So he likes pound cake pretty much is what he likes. My favorite cake, any cake of my grandmother's, to be perfect. Perfectly honest, if I had to say it, any cake that she make, she makes is great for me. If you want to email us like Mo Halen does, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us and leave a message at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen, this and past episodes, at youtube.com/ValentineCast. If you want to tweet Jay and say, hey, his Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Oh, yeah. So that's our show. And we have, at the end, we do have a voicemail that we're going to play at that number.
Apparently we do.
People will get to hear. But we'll see you all next week, hopefully. You know, you can find out what we're up to in the coming weeks.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
We will keep you all updated.
Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everyone, for being here. All those at Nerdtacular, have a great time. Love one another. Hug one another. Give extra hugs.
Give extra hugs for us, for sure.
Yep. Do so. So, if you hold tight, after the show, you get to hear a call in. Oh, and it's so good. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Talk to you later now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boops.
Hi, my name is Vilma Casamina from Seton Coastside. I want to invite you to join our candlelight vigil in front of Seton Hospital tomorrow, Wednesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. The vigil is to urge Daughters of Charity to select a prayer that will keep the doors open to our patients and be fair to workers. The clock is ticking, so the sale must move forward with a buyer that will buy the system altogether and fully fund our pension. See you tomorrow at 6 p.m. in front of Seton Hospital in Daly City. Thank you.
Boops.